Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by HelloFresh for $80 off. Yes, $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Ghost80 and enter code Ghost80. HelloFresh.com/Ghost80. Use code Ghost80. It's official. Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks will be live at the Crescent Hotel for one night only, August 11th, 2019 at 7 p.m. And you are invited. I'm Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, and I can't wait to meet you at the Crescent Hotel this August 11th for an awesome night of ghost stories. We're going to have a lot of fun at the Crescent Hotel that night as we record an episode of Real Ghost Stories Online live. The stories on this episode come from you guys, the audience, live at the Crescent. Then it's a live episode of The Grave Talks as we talk with Crescent historian and paranormal investigator Keith Scales. We'll learn all about the history of the hotel, how it came to be, why it's haunted today, what goes on at the haunted Crescent Hotel, and allow you guys to ask your questions as well with a live Q&A segment. It's a fun night full of ghost stories at the historic haunted Crescent Hotel, a hotel that we've had many stories from shared about over the years here on the show. Tickets are only $25 a piece and are on sale now. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com and click on the Live at the Crescent Hotel banner to purchase yours. They are very limited, though, and when they are gone, they are gone. Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks live at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, August 11th, 2019. Get your tickets now at realghoststoriesonline.com. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, how does a child know the dreams of her mother? What came first, the ghosts in the home or the deaths of the living? Those stories and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yep, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to call on your Real Ghost Stories to Real Ghost Stories Online. You can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or email your audio file to me. All you gotta do is send it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at Real Ghost Stories Online, and we may share it on a future episode of the program. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. You sign up for that at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month, get access to all the bonus material, advanced episodes of the show, new episodes, new bonus episodes every single week, EPP bonus episodes. And you also get a free e-copy of our Amazon best-selling book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People, when you sign up for that. $5 a month. Support it. Keep it on the air. We appreciate that greatly. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm good.
That is wonderful. I'm glad you are grit, as you were the other day. All right. We got some good stories here today. Got an interesting caller as well. I got a... open that over here. I think it's open that. Do you like my little sound effects that I like to insert in there? It's a longer caller. I'm looking forward to the story, and we'll get to that one a little bit later in the program here. If you have a ghost story you'd like to call in with your own voice, your own actual spoken word, you can do it 24/7 at 855-853-4802. Got some live shows coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well, how to get tickets. Let's go to our first letter. And it says, Dear Casey, my 11-year-old daughter Sarah and I are big fans of the show. She's asked me to tell you about an experience that involves her. Oh, wrong button. I wanted to play my spooky music and I played the intro. My father passed away in 2000 before my second and third children were born. Sarah's my second born. He was a skilled artist and a woodworker. I have beautiful wood pieces and furniture around my home that he made, as well as a few paintings. When Sarah was about 5 or 4, I had a dream with my father in it. We should first note that
At the time, Sarah's drawings involved stick figures and images you couldn't make out. In this dream, I walked into our living room, coming in behind the sofa. My father was sitting close with Sarah on the couch, drawing and coloring. I said, "Daddy," so excited to see him. "What are you doing?" He smiled back at me. I looked over his shoulder, and he and Sarah were working on a landscape picture together. But it looked so blurry. I can still vividly see the tree that looked like it had a blurred filter setting on top of it. I asked, "Daddy, why is your painting so blurry?" And he just smiled at me, and I woke up. The next day, I saw my daughter drawing a picture. No more stick figures and abstract drawings. I could make out features on the face, fingers, toes. Her trees looked like the trees my father drew in the dream. I believe he came to meet the granddaughter he had never held and taught her some of the skills of his own skills. I find it strange and fascinating that something that happened in my dream has affected her so much. Her drawing skills have increased year by year. She is a gift. I've had other dreams with him where I believe he came to see me. Most recently, after my mother passed away last August, I saw him in our neighborhood grocery store. He just hugged me, let me sob on his shoulder. He was a great dad. Thank you for letting me share our story, and thank you for all the stories, your insight, and your comic relief you give in your shows. We've needed some laughter since last summer. I think it really is going to depend what section of the grocery store she met him in as far as what it means.
No.
If it's by the frozen foods, and then you got to break that. Is it by the appetizers or is it by like the vegetables?
I was just thinking that, you know, people come back and give us all kinds of information and dreams. I don't know why they wouldn't come back and, you know, help you hone in a skill that maybe you inherited from them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the art.
It's like masterclass from the dead.
Yeah, I guess.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose, like, you know, masterclass and things like that, that will exist because it's all archived. So you can be dead and still be teaching. It just goes on and on. Just like we'll be telling ghost stories long mm-hmm. after we're dead.
Yeah.
For people to be like, "Oh, this is great. Love this show. Do they make new episodes?" They died 30 years ago. Oh, that's why all the references are so dated. Yeah. But but they're always talking about this great music from, you know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Celine Dion will never die. We will eventually. That's the sad part. But it's an interesting story that one can come in and teach a skill like that. You wonder about that sometimes. A lot of times I think it's just kind of, is it overlooked? Is it overlooked as just, it's a skill that's just inherited.
Mm-hmm.
And is there more to a skill like that being inherited? Is it something where it's, you know, you're a young child and maybe you're learning some of these things and it seems normal that these skills are coming to you, but are they coming to you from something like that or someone like that also had them?
You know, if they're coming to you in a dream, sure. I don't, or if they are showing themselves to you in ghost form, you know, that's one thing, but I don't think that's the case very often. I think most of the time people maybe genetically inherited a skill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just thinking it could go, I mean, it probably, what if it works hand in hand like that?
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that story. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. You killed that raccoon over there, Sting.
Did he pull all the stuff out of it?
I swear to God. We're done with plush toys in this room with him because Sting is a golden retriever and he's about, 8 months now?
Mm-hmm.
And he loves his plush toys, but they only last like a day now because he just shreds them.
Yeah.
Rips them into millions and millions of pieces. And a lot of the plush toys that we have are, you know, elongated rat-like looking things, you know, and you can usually put a water bottle or something in it and it makes the crinkly noise. And it used to last him a little while,
mm-hmm.
but now it's like just destroyed. And the other day you came to me and we were talking about one of our daughters having the idea of getting a ferret or something.
Yeah.
I said, he's going to think it's one of his toys. He's going to rip it in half if we ever did that.
And I think that's the perfect thing to tell her because I don't want us to have a ferret.
No, either do I. No offense if you have a ferret. Good for you. But we got enough pets in this house to be managed. Like, for example, as I'm saying this, I'm sticking my hand into his jowls, pulling out, I don't even know what part of a thing this is.
But it's a big ball of fluff from his toy.
This would be like the ferret's, like, limbs.
Yeah.
And I think it would be very spooky of him walking around with blood coming out of his mouth all the time from the new ferret that we have to replace every other day. It's like, yeah, it's the same ferret, honey. He's gray today. I know yesterday he was kind of brownish, but they changed color. They're like lizards.
Do you remember how hard it was to find the same looking hamster when we went through that?
We replaced him, didn't we? Once.
We replaced him once, but he
gave up.
Some kind of different markings on him, as I guess unique as a hamster could be.
I forgot that we did replace him once.
We replaced him once.
I thought, then that was Sniffy, right?
And then he found some stuff. So
I don't know how he found some stuff. He found our meth lab. Sniffy got out, and we had him like in a cage, and it had like the metal top.
Yeah, he ate through the metal mesh on the top.
I don't even know how he got up there to do that, like a pole vaulting hamster or something. And he got to the top, bit his way out of the metal, and then unbeknownst to us, actually, behind one of the walls in like the laundry area of that house, previous owner had put like a little box of rat poison. Mm-hmm. Now, had I known that even existed, I would have gotten rid of it
because of the kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
But this was literally behind a wall. You had to like go wedge your way behind the furnace to see it, and then I found Sniffy with a mouthful of rat poison, and I thought, okay, this isn't going to end well.
Yeah.
So
we didn't replace Sniffy after that.
At that point, we just called it game over.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that being a. I just see him thinking, "Oh, holy shit, buffet!"
That's going to be terrible.
All right, back to the show in just a second. First, a big thank you to our supporter today, HelloFresh. You've heard me talk about these guys before. I love what they do and what they put on my doorstep. They do. They bring you just awesome meals whenever you want, really. There's all different plans as far as how it shows up, the frequency which it shows up, what's in the box for how many people, types of meals. It's all there. So whether you want kind of a little bit of everything, whether you got very specific dietary restrictions, whether you want gourmet, whether you want fast meals, whether you want it every week, whether you want it, how many times a week, they can customize it for what you want. That's what I love about these guys. And they make conquering the kitchen easy. And in reality, with delicious, simple recipes, they do all the meal planning, shopping, prepping, so you can just focus on a healthier you and a happier family. Get seasonal recipes, pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door every single week. Fresh, pre-measured ingredients, easy to follow 6-step pictured recipe cards delivered right there. You can't go wrong with what HelloFresh delivers to you. And talk about, awesome recipes that you get. You want to hear about some of these? This is my favorite part of talking about this, is the food itself. Grilled onion cheeseburgers with special sauce and garlic potato wedges, pepper-crusted sirloin, with shallots, roasted asparagus, mashed sweet potatoes. Yeah. Cranberry apple pork chops with asparagus and herb potatoes. Chipotle chicken and rice bowl with roasted sweet potatoes and salsa fresca. That's just some of them. I mean, there's so many things you can choose from every single week. Check it out for yourself. And like I said, get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/ghost80. HelloFresh.com/ghost80, GHOST 80. Enter code ghost80, HelloFresh.com/ghost80, and enter ghost80. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Hi, let's hear yours.
Hi. Happy to be on the show. I listen to it all day at work, so I thought I'd share my own stories. My name is Caitlin. And there's a lot of information that I want to share, so I'm going to try and make it as quick as I can. So all of this stuff that has happened to me through my life started when I was about 5. My parents had split up, and my dad bought a home in Utah that was built in 1927. So I started going over there every other weekend, and I would spend most of my time playing video games or watching Ghost Adventures and kind of just hanging out. And we would go up in the mountains and stuff, and This one particular day, my dad was out in the garage working on something, probably retiling the basement, but he was using a saw. And so I could hear him out in the garage turning the saw on and off, and then it turned off, and I heard the back door open, heard him walk in and start washing his hands, and so I didn't think anything of it. I just kept watching my show or playing my game, whatever I was doing. And then all of a sudden, as I hear the sink on, I hear the saw turn on. And I said, I'm thinking that's super weird, because if my dad's in here, then who's using the saw? So I get out of the bedroom and walk in the kitchen, and the sink's on. Two of the pantry cupboards are open. Nobody's there. And I think that was when I first started realizing that something might be a little bit off. So I turned the sink off and closed the cupboards, and I ran outside and I told my dad what happened. And he believes in the paranormal, but he didn't seem to entertain my story at all. So I think he probably just didn't want me to get too freaked out about it. And that's fine, but so then I just kind of let it go, and I was probably about 7 or 8 when I had a friend over. We were playing in my room, which was in the basement, and we had the door closed and had our toys out all over, and I heard a knock on my bedroom door, and so I just waited and for my dad to come in, and he never did. So I said, "Dad?" and got no answer. But when I started walking toward my bedroom door, my friend and I both heard this raspy whisper that said, "It's not your dad." And it freaked me out, and my friend as well. So we ran upstairs and we told my dad, and he kind of acted the same way that he did before. So my friend and I just went to his house and played there instead, because it scared us. So then I was starting to get more and more scared, and I didn't want to sleep in my room anymore. So I just started staying with my dad in his room, and he decided to move his bed up into our loft. So we're staying up there, and I start having nightmares about big, huge saw blades coming out of the walls and tearing me apart. All sorts of weird dreams that a kid probably shouldn't be having. And one night, it wasn't really a nightmare, but I was dreaming of a construction zone, and I was just jumping from platform to platform. And in my sleep, I guess, I had gotten up and walked to the top of the loft stairs, which are very, very steep, and jumped from the top all the way to the bottom and landed on my face. My dad heard this and got up, ran to the stairs, and he just saw me laying in a pool of my own blood. So he ran down and picked me up, and luckily I was fine, but he was so traumatized that he still takes anxiety medication to this day. And so all while this is going on, I decide that I want to move in with my dad, and we had to go through a custody battle, and finally I move over, but the neighborhood is not the best, so I move to my grandma's, and my dad decides to move to my grandma's as well. And we'll fast forward to when I was about 14, and my cousin and I were very close. He passed away in a car accident, and I've always really wanted to get some kind of sign from him, especially since having these other experiences. But every time I do get any kind of sign, I just write it off, knowing that that's what I want, and I'm afraid that my mind's just kind of making it out to be something just because I want it to happen. So the only thing that's ever happened in that sense is I was taking a shower, and I heard this creaking sound, and I was thinking, that's so weird. So I was just trying to figure out what it was, and I heard a big whoosh sound. So I opened the curtain, and both of my towels had fallen off the curtain rod. So to investigate it, I spun the curtain rod around, and that's exactly the sound that I had heard. So that was very unexplained, seeing as I'm very obsessive compulsive, and I know that I hang my towels perfectly even. So there was no way for them to just fall off. After that, I tried to dabble in connecting with him, and I've seen many psychics, and they say that I opened a portal in my bedroom, and that led to a couple cases of sleep paralysis that I've had. And after that, I just tried to kind of leave it be and realign my energy and leave things alone that I don't know about. And so I kind of got all, I healed emotionally, and I met my now fiance when I was 15, and when we were 19, we decided that we wanted to move in together. And so my dad's still owning this house here that was built in the 20s, offered for us to move into it to help him out with the mortgage. So we did, and before we moved in, we wanted to remodel it. So we would come over here after work, and it was the winter time, so it would be dark by the time we got here. But the weird thing was, every time we would go into the house, it felt like time was just different. Like, you could spend hours in the house and it would feel like no time at all, or you could go in there briefly and feel like you've been in there for days. So that was the first weird thing we noticed. And then we would hear noises at different places in the house, and as soon as we would go to see what they were, it would happen somewhere else, and it was almost just as if something here was playing games with us. And we had some friends over to help us, and lights would freak out, and they would feel very unsettled here. And so I just kind of had hoped that it would calm down. And the feeling that I got from this house, like, I just kind of hoped that it had remembered me from when I was younger, and that it would be accepting of me. And because I know that there's some kind of energy or something here. So we finish remodeling, we move in. For the first 5 nights, both my fiance and I have nightmares, like multiple nightmares every night. Every time we go to sleep, we wake up from a nightmare. And on the 5th day, we were talking about it in the kitchen, and I had a calendar hanging about 10 feet away from me on the side of the fridge. And it's like, it's got a safety pin through the calendar, and it's hooked onto a metal hook that's screwed into a board that's secured to the fridge. So it wasn't just like something, some kind of adhesive that could come off. And I'm standing there, we're talking about it, and the calendar flies like toward me, not falls off and falls my direction on the ground. It like came vertically toward me. And so I said, that's enough of that. We can't have this anymore. And so I do much more research on how to cleanse houses, because I want to make sure if I do this, I'm not just upsetting what's here. I'm making things right and doing it correctly. So I do all my research. And although I was very apprehensive to do it, I saged the house out. I started in this basement room and moved my way around. When I got to this cement room that's in our basement, though, it has a closet, and the closet kind of turns around a corner wall and goes underneath the stairs. So I'm saging in there, I turn the corner, and as soon as I do, I get this feeling of devastation. And so I just kind of froze up. And that's the point when I just started saying out loud, if you have good intentions, you're more than welcome to stay, but anything that's going to give me a bad feeling or has bad intentions or any kind of negative energy must leave. You are not welcome here. And I had to continue saying that. excuse me, over and over until I finally felt better. So, sorry, a little more information here. My family, for some reason, knows a lot of psychics. We've had them come to this house in the past before we moved here. And one of them had mentioned that a guy lived here that would keep girls like captive in the basement, and that one of their bodies is buried on the plot that's next door to this house, which is actually completely vacant. And there's a chicken coop in the far back corner that has a cement floor, which is very odd. Why would you need that in a chicken coop? So it seemed plausible, and the psychic hadn't even seen that. And another one had said that I somehow seem to manage the energy that is in this house, and it doesn't affect me, but my dad, it really, really doesn't like my dad for whatever reason. She didn't know. So when I was telling my dad about how I had gotten that feeling when I saged, he had told me that is super weird because that specific place in the house was where he had kept drugs and paraphernalia. He is a recovering meth addict, and he had kept his stash there. So I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense. And my dad is very in tune with things like this. So right after we moved in, he had come to the house on New Year's Eve. He had been drinking a little too much, and he had just kept saying how he could feel the presence of something that didn't want him there. And I was like, oh, I think you've just been drinking. I think you need to calm down. And I know this is very hard to believe, and I still don't know if I believe it myself, but he had this different aspect come over him. It was almost like a blank stare, and it was just super weird to see. And he explained to me that there's a woman that lives here at the house, and that she's just waiting for her husband because he had gone out to work one day, either for like the army or something, and never came home. And so she is kind of just stuck here in a loop waiting. And he explained to me that, like, the route in the house that she travels, which makes sense because of all the noises we were hearing in different places. And he said she'll just pace and watch out the windows and wait for him. And we have come to the conclusion that this lady was here just waiting for her husband. And by my dad bringing drugs into the home, invited negative energy. And despite me clearing out the negative energy, she still really is upset with my dad for bringing that in. And I think that really makes a lot of sense. But that's all I have for now. I'm sure there's a few I'm forgetting, but I'd love to hear what you guys take from all this, and thanks for listening.
I think the thing I want to know most about was if the guy that supposedly kept women in captive in the basement, if there was any way to substantiate that.
Yeah.
Because that could be the source of everything right there.
Yeah, I would think that would be something that would be to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that happened, I mean, I agree. I think right there is your main source,
mm-hmm,
of what is going on in that house. One hell of a story.
Yeah.
And a life. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your stories with us. Letter. It says, we can hear someone or something calling our names. We can also hear others say things like, hey, and baby. We also at times hear what, like sound of someone breathing. For example, we'd be sitting in our den and we'd hear someone behind us. However, no one is there. We could hear someone breathe deeply. There's also what seems to be missed. For example, I left our room to go check on our kids, and when I got back, Jimmy had asked me if I was smoking. I told him I was not smoking. He explained to me that when I left the room, it looked like a mist of smoke went the opposite way of which I was going. Also in our den, we could be sitting there and smell incense burning. We've also smelled perfume in the house as well. It's not any of my perfumes that I wear. Also in this house, we can hear other things. We've heard boxes being moved. We tried to find it and could not. We've heard our dishes being moved around and could not find them. However, there have been times we have found things in the kitchen moved around. For example, on that, we have our pepper by the stove. The next day, we could not find it. Then on the third day, we found it mixed with our cans. This is not where we left it. There's also one time I was putting my kids to sleep, and I turned the hall light on to see, and when I was in the kids' room, the hall light just turned off. I thought it was Jimmy, however, it was not him. He was in the den nowhere near the hall at that time. We've seen the doors in the house open and close. We've seen our bedroom door do this. The kids' room has done this, and the spare rooms have all done this as well. We could hear doors open and close, too. One day I was in the kitchen and heard water running, and I thought it was the ice tray in the freezer. However, I found the noise was coming from our bathroom. I went in there to see what was going on and found the faucet on. I turned it off. Nothing happened again. I've heard the toilet lid slam down as well. There's a feeling of being watched. We also sometimes can feel like something has touched us. Jimmy and I were in our bedroom, and I got up to go do something. When I went back, Jimmy had this weird expression on his face, and he told me it felt like someone had touched him. He said it felt like someone had ran their fingers on the back of his shoulder. He had the hair on his arm standing up. I've also seen apparitions. One night we were asleep and woke up, and it looked like there was what seemed to be a dog at the front of the bed. It's not our dog, though. It could be in our room, and it seems like a bird would fly by. Jimmy one night told me that one of the kids was at the door calling Mommy. I got up, and I found no one there. The kids were in their beds fast asleep. I was in the kitchen doing the dishes. I looked behind me and thought I saw Jimmy walk towards the bathroom, and he was outside. Jimmy one night was coming out of the bathroom and looked at the kids' door. He saw something black run up the wall and into our cooler. Nothing was there when the cooler was checked. We heard something that seemed like someone or something was running on our roof. When we went to go see what it was something black up by the chimney. Saw it run across the roof and it was gone. It could not have been a cat or something of that sort. I say this because it moved way too fast. There have been shadows in the house. We could see a shadow like someone walking in the living room. No one there. Jimmy's seen shadows walk by our room in the den. I've seen this as well. In the den, Jimmy had one of his remote control airplanes on the table. It's an F-18. It tilts back where the nose is upward. Well, the plane had been pushed down where the nose is, even with the body, and the plane goes back up. Also in the den, we have a screensaver on the computer. It changes all the time, and you can see the light it puts out change. However, at times, you cannot make out anything in the den. It's like the den goes pitch black. One night we were playing in the den, and we reviewed the tape later. We were shocked by what we saw. We saw on the plane what looked like a face. It was white and looked not very normal. I've taken pictures in the house and saw lights that some people would say are orbs. They're not round. They look like a huge line of light. However, there have been some pictures where it looks like huge lights are coming out of the chimney. When you transfer the picture to the computer, you can only see a black spot and cannot make out the chimney or the wall behind it. There's one room in the house I'll not go into at night. This is now used as storage. It's Jimmy's daughter's room. You'll find that if I go in there, I get what feels like I get sick to my stomach. I feel like I can throw up. Jimmy's seen a black shadow move around the house. I found out that his grandmother had died in the house, as well as his aunt. There have also been many animals that have died there as well. The kids have told me that they hear noises like voices. My youngest son yesterday called me into the kitchen and told me that he felt like someone was watching him from the hall. They also asked me if I was in the room checking on them when I answered, and I was not on that day. They said they saw me standing at the foot of the bed. They've seen things walking in the hall. They just ignored them. However, they want to have all the lights on at all times and are very afraid to go out of their room sometimes at night. Our dogs and cat have been running in the house, and now they would stop and not go into a certain room. They've also just stopped, and they look up at the ceiling and stare like they saw something. Our littlest dog would start barking at nothing and start to growl at the hall in the kitchen area that leads to our room. I don't think that there's anything that will hurt us in the house. I try to tell the kids that anyway. I don't know what's going on. I do believe in ghosts. I lived in other houses that were considered haunted, so they don't bother me. I want to make sure that this house is haunted, and what is going on, and what we need to do.
I think there's a lot going on here, and some of it may be the grandmother and the aunt that passed away in the house, but some of it, like the shadows that run around going up the walls and on the roof, that stuff's kind of concerning.
At first, I was almost wondering the way that it seemed like they were almost kind of having their own experiences. Mm-hmm. My first thought was, well, is there like something in the house, like gas leak wise, that like one person is seeing this and that? Because mm-hmm. some of these occurrences, you know, almost kind of sound like that.
Yeah.
But then he's outside of the house and it gets pretty detailed.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to break into Jimmy lines from Seinfeld. Oh, yeah, Jimmy. Jimmy's got some new moves. Because remember the episode where Jimmy was... do you remember the Jimmy?
Uh-uh.
I think the episode was actually called The Jimmy. Jimmy talked about himself in is that first person when you're... Or third person?
Third person,
when you talk about yourself? It's like, Jimmy. Jimmy's got a new jacket. Jimmy... This is how Jimmy... Jimmy would talk, because there's so many Jimmys in that story.
I don't remember that episode, but I bet I've seen it.
I'm jealous if you see it and it's like, I don't know this episode.
Really?
Because it's a show, obviously, it's not made anymore. And every once in a while, you come across, it's like, I don't remember this at all. Mm-hmm. And it's like a brand new episode. So that's why I'm so looking forward to being really old. Because all these shows that I love that I've watched the hell out of, going to be brand new to me. It'll be great. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. That's going to wrap up the program for today. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person at EPP, ghostpodcast.com. You can do that at or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month. Get access to all the bonus episodes, new ones every single week, advanced episodes, and more. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.